has New England treated you?
Pretty good so far. We've been out here working hard and getting things done, so I'm very happy to be here.
What did you think of the franchise before you signed New England? I know everyone has an opinion one way or another about Belichick.
I mean, you just know what to expect when you come here. Natural-born winners. You know, they want to compete for the Super Bowl every year, so I knew, you know, to come in here, I'm going to have, you know, big shoes to fill.
Did you get a chance to take any other visits, or was there ever any other team involved? Or?
I mean, not really. So I just I was glad that things ended up the way they did, you know, off the bat, so I could just kind of put it behind me. And what better way to start and come to an organization like this?
Do you notice differences already in the atmosphere, the way players conduct themselves around here from Oakland?
I mean, you know, there's a great atmosphere here, don't get me wrong, and there's also a great atmosphere in Oakland. But, I mean, like I said, I'm just glad for now the new opportunity.
Do you have any comment? I know you didn't play with him, but the football community is talking about Junior. And do you have any comment at all about that?
I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, to his family, you know, my deepest condolences. It's definitely a tragedy. Like you said, I didn't know him. I knew of him. You know, I knew he was a great, fantastic football player. But, like I said, it's definitely a tragedy.
How do you try and separate yourself from the rest of the crew on defense?
I just try to be myself. I'm a hard worker, and I don't like to lose that thing. So, like I said, I'm just here to win.
Do you feel that the last couple of seasons have been lost to injury?
I mean, you know, it was what it was, man. I mean, that's the name of the game. I've seen a lot of different things in the league, and like I said, I'm just glad to be here, you know, to start over.
I think it was your rookie year or your second year. You had a big game against the Patriots, a couple sacks. Do you recall that game?
Yeah, I was just reminded of that, as a matter of fact, the other day. I do remember that it was a rookie year, and it was a pretty disastrous game. And the fact is that the weather was just awful. But, I mean, yeah, I remember that now.
It was Matt Castle, right?
Yeah, yeah. Too bad it wasn't Brady.
Are you hopeful that you can get back to the level of production you had in your first 2 years?
Oh, I plan on it. Definitely plan on it.
Any connections with any other guys in this locker room? Anyone to kind of smooth the transition for you?
I mean, well, Gallery, of course. You know, I played with him in Oakland, so, you know, we were just, you know, hanging together as we were getting to know all the guys. But everyone's really nice, you know, and you know, pretty cool. And, you know, guys taking me under the wing and stuff, showing me the ropes and stuff like that.
What's your opinion? I know that these guys have had a lot of different veteran defensive linemen come through here over the last couple of years. What's your opinion of the guys that are here, guys like Will Fork? You know, Gerard Warren's been here. From afar, what have you been able to take from those guys? What's your opinion on that?
I mean, they play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. It's just hard and tough-nosed football. And you can tell that through their play and, you know, and they're great leaders on and off the field.
Do you find there's more awareness now among NFL players the dangers of concussions, just how bad it can be?
I definitely think, you know, over the years, players are more and more aware of concussions. Just the fact that, you know, the long-term effects, but at the same time, like, you're not, come game day, you're not thinking about concussions and stuff like that. You're just thinking about winning and, you know, being productive and things like that. But, you know, concussions are going to happen. You know, they try to, you know, make new helmets and, you know, different types of things here and there to try to prevent concussions. And, you know, and that's great, don't get me wrong. But at the, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, it's going to be a part of football. There's always going to be, you know, head-to-head collisions. Like, you can't, like, prevent that.
But if you get your bell rung these days, it's more likely you're going to head to the bench rather than
Definitely. It's not like it was. Like, if you even mention, like, a headache and, like, you're going, they're taking your helmet. Like, they're not joking around anymore about concussions.
What are some of the things that you guys have been able to do on the field this week now that the positional coach has been able to get back into it?
I mean, it's just, we've just been working. I mean, you know, just different, you know, just, you know, position stuff. And so that's been cool, you know, just, you know, getting to meet the coaches, you know, on and off the field. So, I mean, but we definitely been working hard, that's for sure.
What do you think of Pepper?
I love him. He's a great guy, and he's definitely a no BS type of guy, and that's what I like.
Your own career, was it Turner Gill that transformed you from a tight end to a defensive lineman?
Yep, back in 2006.
What was that whole transformation like? Were you far it from the start? Are you pleasantly surprised the way it turned out?
I mean, first I was shocked, but, you know, he told me – because I was a backup tight end, and we ran like a lot of, you know, double tight end stuff, but it was still like the backup role. And he told me, like, listen, like, we're going to start you right off the bat, so you know, just get ready. So I just took it and ran with it, and I've always had like more of a defensive mindset, so you know, I love the transition.
You know, these guys have used defensive players as tight ends before Rabel, most notably. Have you already put the bug in the ear about that?
No, I mean, if that were to happen, I'd take it with open arms. But you know, my role is I'm just going to get on the field any way I can.
Guys, let's say one more.
You might have already asked this or answered this, but what was the reaction when you guys in the locker room heard about what happened to say? How did people respond? What are people saying?
I mean, people are just saying, you know, they just can't believe it. It's one of those things that just still hasn't, like, hit people yet. You know, like, he's really gone. Like I said, I didn't know him. But at the same time, it's definitely a sad day.
All right, guys.